Okay, so how do we proceed from here? We write down the time-independent Schrodinger equation, which is h psi equals e psi, and then I multiply from the left by an atomic orbital. So I'll write it over here. I've got h molecular orbital is e times the molecular orbital. And these things I can write out. H is C1. Now it's a lot of work to write it like this. R minus R. A plus C2 phi 1s hydrogen R minus RB equals E times, and now I won't write it out. But I've got these terms over here as well. And you take this equation and you multiply from the left by the wave function centered on the A atom, and then you integrate. And what that gives you is C1 times an expectation value like this, where I've got 1s hydrogen R A. And here the same thing, plus C2. Now the wave functions are centered on different 1s A R minus R A. Here they're at different atoms equals. And I get two terms there as well, right? Because I've got a term, when I multiply from the left by this wave function, I get two terms here, and then the other two terms there. And the first term, this one here, I've got C1 times the overlap of a 1s wave function.
Excuse me, sir, can we have the blackboard light on?
If I can run the light.
Thank you.
Let me see. Okay. Here is the 1s orbital at the same site. So this is just going to give 1. If the wave functions are normalized. And then there's C2 times this 1s orbital on the A site and the 1s orbital on the B site. And this is going to be a fairly small number because they're on different they're on different atoms. All right, so this is what I've written out up here. And then you do exactly the same thing again, except you start out by multiplying from the left with the other wave function, the one on the B side. And you get another equation. And these two equations are a set of linear equations with two unknowns, C1 and C2. And then you write them as matrix and solve the set of linear equations for these two values of C1 and C2. And out of this, you can calculate the molecular orbitals.